This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 24th of April. Derbyshire were bowled out for 256 on day one by Nottinghamshire. The visitors had to make do without one of their frontline bowlers for much of the day, after Andre Adams limped off with the recurrence of his calf injury. However, Stuart Broad and Harry Gurney each took four wickets. Broad was the best of the attack and struck early, moving Derbyshire skipper Wayne Madsen his third over. Wickets fell regularly in the first half of the day, with the home side collapsing to 75 for 6 at one point. However, Shivnarine Chandpaul shared useful stands with Jonathan Clare and Tony Palladino. He added 96 with Clare for the 7th wicket and 68 with Palladino for the 9th wicket and ended on 87 not out. Nottinghamshire then faced 11 overs in their first innings and survived to close on 28 for none. Gary Wilson hit a century as Surrey reached stumps against Sussex on 301 for 7. Graham Smith was extracted early by James Anion, but Rory Burns and Wilson batted through until lunch. Wilson then added 118 for the third wicket with Vikram Solanke in the afternoon, and 66 with Xander de Bruyn, as he completed only his second first-class century. Steve McGoffin then struck twice late on, as Sussex fought hard, but the home side will still be pleased with their day's work. Only a sprightly innings of 70 from Phil Mustard saved Durham from another embarrassment, this time at the hands of Yorkshire. Ryan Sidebottom and Tim Brisson accounted for an opener apiece to make it 8 for 2, for Will Smith and Dale Benkinstar steadied things with a third wicket stand of 86. Unfortunately, Smith's dismissal of Brisson for 42 triggered a collapse of 5 for 18 prior to Mustard's counter-attack. He hit 70 off only 107 balls, while there were useful cameos from Callum Thorpe and Graham Onions. Brisson was the pick of the Yorkshire attack with 4 for 41 off 20 overs. In Division 2, Northamptonshire had the better of the opening day in Bristol. They bowled Gloucestershire out for 192 and then closed on 107 for 3 in reply. David Willey struck twice in his opening spell after Gloucestershire had elected to bat, before Michael Klinger and Alex Giddon took the score to 50. More wickets followed, however, as Stephen Crook carried on from where he left off in Cardiff and the home side found themselves 111 for 7. There was some low order resistance from Cameron Herring, who top scored with 43 in his maiden first class innings, and Jack Taylor, but James Middlebrook removed both. Hampshire romped to 367 for 6 against an outclassed Worcestershire attack and combined unbeaten 151 from their captain Jimmy Adams. Adams and fellow opener Michael Carberry added 113 in quick time in the morning, before Carberry was finding a leg before to the part-time off-spin of Merrin Alley for 62. Useful stands between Adams and the middle order followed throughout the afternoon, with the 82 that he shared with James Vince the best of them. The Worcestershire Alley was a surprise pick of the attack with 3 for 77, while there were 2 for Chris Russell and 1 for the economical Alan Richardson. Kent's batsmen struggled for fluency on the opening day at Old Trafford, reaching stumps on 216 for 8 from the 96 overs that were bowled. Sam Northeast departed early to Carl Hogg, but Rob Key and Brendan Nash added 49 for the second wicket, with Nash then adding 70 with Mike Powell for the third wicket. However, Lancashire's bowlers kept chipping away, and Powell's long vigil ended at 57 of his 162nd delivery when he was bowled by James Anderson, who picked up 2 for 48 on his cricketing return. Adam Rossington builds on a good platform laid by David Malland, who absolved the wounds of the Cambridge MCCU attack at Fenners. He ended on 103 not out of only 57 balls, having plundered 7 sixes and having dominated an unbroken 5th wicket stand of 127 with Malland. Middlesex closed on 438 for 4 from 102 overs. And 17 wickets fell on an unexpectedly low scoring day at Grace Road. Leeds Bradford MCCU were all out for 165, with Leicestershire then replying with 156 for 7. Robbie Williams, Alex Wyatt, Rob Taylor, Shiv Thakur and Claude Henderson each took a brace of wickets, as the students were all out with Alexander McQueen's 33 ball 36, the highest score. Kent's Ivan Thomas and former Yorkshire man James Lee then dispensed the Leicestershire's openers for Ducks, and has left Thakur to prevent a humiliating collapse. He ended on 53 not out, with contributions also coming from skipper Josh Cobb, Matthew Boyce and Taylor.